很快的 ，sorry, wrong channel. This is the second month of the year.
我们已经来到这今年的第二个月。
Very quickly, the January already passed.
一月已经过了。
But we have a bad start into 2020, isn't?
可是这一年我们有一个不怎么好的开始。
If you look at this picture, you'll see that our January in 2020 is full of trouble.
那我们这一年的一月非常多的灾难。
You'll see bushfire in Australia.
有火灾。
Flooding in Indonesia.
淹水。
And then, of course, you have volcano eruption in Philippines.
那火山爆发。
And of course, you will see also. That in the Middle East, we have the killing of the Iran general and subsequently the misfiring of missile that shot down the plane carrying 170 people.
然后我们这个在这个航空也有这个灾难，那个原因是因为美国去这个射杀伊朗的这个军官。
How do you feel if you have loved one on the plane?
如果你有亲爱的人在这个航班上，你会怎么样的感触呢？
And of course, the worst news for basketball player is the untimely helicopter crash.
然后，如果你是篮球迷，你知道这个直升机失事是非常的这个悲伤。
Resulting the death of Kobe Bryant and the 13-year-old daughter.
直到戈壁还有他的13岁的女儿逝世。
Of course, the worst is that they were on the way to a basketball training for the delinquents on the street.
他们乘搭这个直升机是去帮助那些有需要的孩子。
And the helicopter went down. So we have a lot of questions. Is God fair? Where is God in all these things?
所以我们就问这个问题：神公平吗？在这件事上，神在哪里
？Of course. The past weeks, we were bombarded by the news of Wuhan's coronavirus.
然后这个武汉的肺炎的这个讯息不断的在轰炸我们。
Of course, I have my okay, let me see here. This is yesterday's news about Wuhan's virus update.
所以这个是昨天的新闻。
The confirmed cases is about 10,000.
有差不多一万个这个病例。
But this morning when I wake up, it's already crossed 12,000.
今天早上已经是一万两千个。
Death is about 200. Today I wake up is 250.
这已经超过250个人这个死亡了。
Okay, so of course, it reaches 23 countries.
在世界的26个国家。
And this is what happened. This is today's newspaper.
所以这是今天的报纸的报道。
So everybody is talking about Wuhan's coronavirus.
所以大家都在谈武汉肺炎这一件事。
Of course, you always compare to SARS, where they have about 5,000 affected. So this is far worse.
所以这个比沙士的病例多了两倍。
So as a result, the government locked down Wuhan city.
所以中国的这个政府，他们把他们的这个武汉这个城市封闭了。
So obviously, when you have lockdown, it actually bring out the worst of human hearts.
当封闭的时候，人心就惶惶。
If you are unhealthy, if you are in Wuhan and you are sick, you will be panicking and say, "We are running out of medical resources," and yet you lock down the city.
如果你处在武汉，你得了病，你说我们需要帮助你，把我们封闭了，怎么办
？But if you are healthy, you say, "How come I'm healthy? I cannot leave. Are you want us to wait to die here?"
可是如果你是健康的，你在武汉，你说为什么我不能离开你？是要我在这里等死吗？
So all these things, a lot of people, I saw that there are 700 Korean in Wuhan.
所以我们看报道有700个韩国人在武汉这个城市。
In the beginning, they said, "We are only sending one plane to take 200 out. So who are the part of 200 who are left behind? So why you let some go and some stay? So everybody fight to be on the plane."
所以起初他们的政府说，我派两 飞机载200个人，他们怎么选700个人当中怎么选200个人呢？
So everybody is living in panic, despair and hopelessness.
所以每个人在恐慌中存活着。
Everybody is living in fear.
大家都是非常的恐慌。
Even those who do not believe in God will call on God to help them.
那些不信神的人也呼求神来帮助他们。
So my question is, fear a bad thing?
所以我要问大家，这个惧怕是好事吗？
Many people say, let's pray that we were not afraid.
大家说，有人说，祷告使我们不畏惧。
But is fear a bad thing?
可是惧怕是一件坏的事吗？
I will submit to you, I think fear is also can be a good thing.
我要跟大家说，提这个畏惧可能是一件好的事。
Should we be afraid?
我们应该害怕吗？
The answer is depend on who are you talking about.
我们要说，如果看你是谁。
If you are a Christian, you should not be afraid of death because we have eternal life.
如果你身为一个基督徒，你不应该惧怕死亡。
But if you are not, you should be afraid because you don't know where you are going.
可是如果你不是基督徒，你要非常的惧怕，因为你不知道你将来要到哪里。
So in situation like that, a lot of questions being asked.
所以在这种事情的发生中，我们常常问很多问题。
Why God allowed disaster to strike?
神为什么使这个灾祸降临？
Are they disaster punishment from God?
灾祸是神的审判吗？
Are the people dead more sinful than the living?
死去的人比活着的人更有罪恶吗？
What can we do in time of disasters?
灾难的时候我们有什么反应？
And how can we do practically?Beside prayer,
除了祷告，我们还能实际上做什么？
So let us, what did the Bible talk? Where did the Bible talk about this? So I believe it's a good time for us to turn to Luke chapter 13.
所以请大家翻到路加福音第十三章。
Luke chapter 13, 1 to 9, that I'm going to start reading from my ESV.
十三章第一到第九节。
Luke chapter 13, verse 1.There were some present at the very time who told him about the Galilean whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifice. And he answered them, Do not think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffer in this way. No, I tell you, unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Verse 4.Or those 18 on whom the tower of Siloam fell and killed them, do you think they were worse offenders than all others who live in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Verse 6, And he told this parable, A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruits on it and found none.And he said to the vine dresser, Look, for 3 years now I have come seeking fruits on these fig trees, and I find none. Cut it down. Why should it use up the ground? And he answered him, Sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and put on manure. And if it should bear fruits next year, well and good. If not, you can cut it down.
路加福音十三章，在正当那时，有人将比拉多使加利人的血掺杂在他们祭物中的事告诉耶稣。耶稣说：“你们以为这些加利人比众加利人更有罪，所以受这害吗？我告诉你们，不是的。你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。从前希洛亚楼倒塌了，压死18个人。你们以为那些人比一切住在耶路撒冷的人更有罪吗？我告诉你们，不是的。”你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。于是用比喻说，一个人有一棵无花果树，栽在葡萄园里。他来到树前找果子，却找不着，就对管园的说：“看啊，我这三年来到这无花果树前找果子，竟找不着，把它砍了吧，何必白占地土呢？”管园的说：“主啊，今年且留着。”等我周围掘开土，加上粪，以后若结果子便罢，不然再把它砍了。
What is the theme of this mass passage?
这一段经文的主题是什么？
Jesus talked about two incidences, all related to disasters.
耶稣提了两个灾难的这个例子。
And then he has two answers, and the answers are similar, identical.
他有一个两次的答复，他答复是同样的。
Verse 3 and verse 5 say the same thing. No, I tell you, unless you repent, you will likewise perish. No, I tell you, unless you repent, you will likewise perish. So the theme is talking about repentance.
耶稣两次的回复说：“我告诉你们，不是的，你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。”他的重点是悔改。So
Jesus said, "You must repent."
所以耶稣说：“你们必须悔改。”If
you don't repent, you will perish.
你若不悔改，你就必灭亡。Perish.
The word perish is hatolumi, basically talking about eternal destruction or destroy or totally lost.
这里这个字灭亡就是永远的灭亡的意思。
This word is also used in our familiar memory verse, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. So it's a comparison with eternal life or eternal death.
所以这个字也是用在约翰福音三章十六节，我们熟悉的，神来世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。这个是灭亡跟永生是一个对比。So
here Jesus talk about two incidences, basically have one common characteristic. All are bad things and all are disasters.
所以这里两个事件同样的是一个灾难，都是灾难，都是不好的事。
So the first one, Jesus talk about the Galilean who offer up their sacrifices, and of course there are different interpretation. Pilate came and killed them or mingled them in their blood. But basically there are few, in fact five different interpretation here.
所以这里的一个解释就是这些人这些加利利人来到殿中献祭的时候被这个比拉多杀害。
Although there are five different interpretations, but two, I quote you two that is more of give you the sense of things.
所以有五个解释，我举两个最恰当的这个解释。
In those days, actually, Pilate, in those days, there are some, there are one incident where involved, the ruler killed 3,000 Jews during their worship.
在当时候的历史记载，有一次他们的这个君王杀害了3000个犹太人，就在他们的敬拜当中。
Another incident where they killed 6,000 Jews.
又有另一回他杀害6000个这个犹太人。
So what it means is uncommon to see that Jews being killed while they are worshiping in temple.
所以犹太人在殿中这个敬拜的时候被杀害是一个很罕见的一件事。
It's a common thing.
是非常平常的一件事。
So basically, then Jesus Christ talk about, you know that people are got killed while they are worshiping God. Do you think, and Jesus asked this question, do you think these Galileans are worse sinner than all other Galileans? Means those people who die are more sinful than people who did still living.
所以耶稣就质问他们说，你们觉得那些敬拜中被杀害的犹太人 比活着的犹太人更有罪吗？
So basically, the question is why these people die? I mean, why these people they have bad things happen to them? Because bad things happen to them means they are more sinful.
所以是不是他们被杀害，所以他们就是被神所确认为更有罪的呢？
Is this a punishment from God?
是不是神的审判？
This is a question that we have to ask ourselves too.
这是我们常问的问题。
The second incident where he says that there's a tower in Siloam fell and 18 people died. Look, those days you already have a tower, there are not many towers. So if you have a tower, that's a big thing. When tower fell, it's a big thing. 18 people died. Of course, this is global news at that time.
西罗亚这个高楼当时没有多少高楼，所以这个高楼倒塌的是一件大件事。
So the question is, both those who are they more sinful? Are their offense more serious than those people are in Jerusalem who are still living?
所以这些被压死的人，他们比在耶路撒冷活着的人更有罪吗？
So the question, the answer to these two questions, Jesus' answer is in 3 and 5. Just now, Jesus say, "No, I tell you, no. Unless you repent, you will likewise perish."
所以耶稣在第三、第五节的回复是：“我告诉你，不是的，你若不悔改，你也会如此灭亡。”
So very interestingly, did Jesus answer their question?
所以耶稣有没有回答他们的问题？
Are they more sinful than them?
这些死的人有没有比那些活着的人更有罪呢？
Yes and no.
是也是不是？
He didn't answer him directly, but in his sentence, also he's answering them.
他没有直接的回答他们，可是他有给他们一个答复。
So he said that if you don't repent, you likewise, look at the word likewise, likewise you will perish.
你们看，你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。
So when situation happen, people always ask this question: is disaster a kind of punishment from God?
所以当灾难发生的时候，人问：灾难是不是神的一个审判？
Many people will say, no, this is not.
有人说，不是的，这不是神的审判。
Because this is politically correct.
这个是一个比较安全的答复。So,
but the thing is, they say, is this punishment? No, it's natural. As if something natural means it happens anyway without God. God has no control. So, they are natural or miracles. So, what I'm saying is natural happen. It happened naturally. It's nothing to do with God. God has nothing to do with this. No, actually, God has everything to do with this.
或者有些人说这个是自然的灾害，不是神做的。这个是自然界所发生的一件这个事项。
So the question here is this: is this punishment from God? Many say no, but I'm telling you, I think it is.
可是我告诉你们，这是不是神的审判？我看是。
Why do I say that?
为什么这么说呢?
Because they say, ask Jesus, is this group of people who dead is more sinful? Jesus, what did Jesus use to describe people who die? He said, perish. Likewise, perish means punishment. It's eternal destruction, eternal death.
那些死亡的人，耶稣用灭亡这个字来形容他们。然后耶稣说，如果你没有悔改，你就像他们一样也灭亡。
Of course, he's doing two comparisons. Say, if you are like them, do not repent. If you need repent, of course they are in sin.
所以他们如果需要悔改，他们就是在罪中的人。
So if they are in sin and they need repentance, means they didn't repent, so they perish. So it is a form of punishment.
所以他们没有悔改，所以他们灭亡，这是一种。
So basically, he said that they need to repent. They didn't repent. Therefore, they perish. They get punished. And I'm telling you, if you don't repent, you will be get punished. Perish too.
他们死亡，因为他们没有悔改，所以他们灭亡。同样的，如果你没有悔改，你同样的灭亡。
So what Jesus is saying that hey, if you don't repent, likewise you are like them. You will be punished too. So everybody, you get punishment.
所以耶稣这里所说的，你们若不悔改，你们也必灭亡。所以这里众人都必须悔改。So
look at this verse again. This verse gives us a lot of hint. No, I tell you, unless you repent, you will likewise, like the previous one, like those people who dead, you will be dead, you will be perished, you will be eternity destruction for you too.
所以耶稣说，我告诉你们，你们若不悔改，就像他们一样。
So this statement tells us we need to repent.
所以耶稣的话告诉我们，我们必须悔改。
Everyone needs to repent.
每一个人必须悔改。
So everyone, including everyone, meaning everyone sitting here, including you and me.
大家就是你和我。
So sometimes we always ask the question, why bad things happen to good people?
我们也常问，为什么坏事发生在好人中？
So it is unfair. Good people always have bad things happen to them. Disaster happen to them, so they die. So it's very unfair.
人说非常的不公平，他是一个好人，为什么灾难降在他的身上？
But if you read the scripture, you will know that the Bible says that all have sinned and all fall short of the glory of God.
可是神的话告诉我们，世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
Everyone sin.
大家都犯了罪，大家都亏欠了神。
In other words, there are no good people.
世上没有好人。
No, you said cannot be. They are. I see them very nice people, and they do good things. They are very courteous. They are helping others like Kobe Bryant. You going there? But the point is this: if in your standard is good, but in God's standard is not good enough.
说不是的，他们很像很良善，就像戈壁一样，他去帮助人，然后他死亡。可是这是我们按照自己的这个标准，按照神的标准。 没有好人。
From God's perspective, He looked at all the people. And again, we must be let the Scripture inform us. In Romans 3:10, He says that none is righteous, no, not one. No one is righteous, and no one understand. No one seek God, and no one does good, not even one.
神的话告诉我们，没有一人，连一个也没有，没有明白的，没有寻求神的，都是偏离正路，一同变为无用。
So here you see in Jesus in the word of the scripture, none is righteous, no one is good enough for God, because all of us, God created us, and we do not acknowledge Him, and we do everything what we want our way. We have no regard for Him, no regard for His law, no regard for His word, and we just take off as if that I don't care, just like a child. When he take off and he don't even care what his parent raise him up instruction and get him to do good, he forget everything and do his own thing. Do you think God will let this pass without punishment?
所以经上告诉我们，没有一人，我们没有一个人是寻求神的义的，没有一个人是按着神的话语活着的，没有一个人是顺服神的，这个是神，这个圣经清楚的这个教导。
So nobody can, no one seek God. Basically, you see, nobody interested. No one does good, the good that God wants. Totally on their way. So nobody cares what God has to say.
没有人寻求神的意，没有人按着神的旨意来进行他们的生活。
So since nobody care, the Lord sent some disaster, and this is a wake up call.
既然人家不理睬神，神就呼唤人。
You know why do I say that? It sounds like I'm very unkind, very not sensitive to how we feel.
那为什么我说这一句话听起来很像我不敏感，我不体贴人一样
？But you see this passage because there are two disasters happened, and Jesus told them you need to repent. So it's like I got your attention.Now you need to repent. Why disaster happened? It's a wake up call. It's a call. It's an urgent call. That look, you need to repent. If not, you will be like them.
可是耶稣自己的这个例子在十三章就是这样，发生了两件灾难。他的指示是你们要悔改。
So it is. So when how do we react to disasters around us?
所以我们怎样回应身边所发生的灾难
？The bushfire in Australia kills firemen and others. The volcano in Philippines. The flood in Indonesia. The helicopter crash. The Wuhan case. How should we react to all these things? I will submit to you. This is a wake up call. And look, we need to repent.
澳大利亚的大火，菲律宾的这个。火山的爆发，印尼的水灾，武汉的这个肺炎，这一切都是要叫我们什么？是一个悔改的呼唤。
We need to repent to God and saying, God, I ignore you, I don't care about you. You are my God, you are my Creator, you are my Lord. Yet I totally disregard you and do everything what I do. I do all the things that I want. I have no interest in what you have to say.
我们的回应是：神啊，你是我们的神，可是我。我执迷不悟，我一意孤行，我是按着自己的这个意识而行，我要悔改。
So if you look closely, government do not care about what the Bible has to say. They don't care about what God has to say. They can be dictator, they can be democratic, but yet they do things totally ignore God's command.
所以世界上的政府，他们不按照神的指示行事，他们可能是。共产主义或者他们是独裁者或者是民主主义他们都不是按照神的指示来治理国家
Individual, basically we do everything we want from homosexual to steal to rob to covetousness everything that whatever I want I just do I have no interest in what God has to say who cares about God what is God I have no interest
人们选择淫乱选择偷盗他们不选择顺服神的旨意
So this is a time ofa timely call and say, guys, look, if you don't repent, punishment will come. And this is only the tip of the iceberg. Because if you read Revelation, the huge punishment will come much later.
所以这是一个只是一个呼唤。我们如果看到这个启示录的时候，启示录的灾难是非常非常的严重的。
So I think we need to, if you are in Wuhan right now, in the city of Wuhan, You are in despair, there's hopeless, there's nowhere to go. The best thing is you call on God and repent.
如果你现在是武汉人，你处在武汉，你非常的这个无助，你唯一的办法就是呼叫神的拯救。
I do not know whether you have friends in Wuhan. I have a lot of WeChat group, and everybody is screaming and doing all kind of things. They even say a lot of things like all kind of medicine, including some people were saying that some medicine for animal can cure this Wuhan virus. So they will take all, they'll do anything in order to survive.
我不知道你们有没有这个在武汉的朋友，我们在微信中看到很多不同的这个讯息，他们寻找不同的药，为了就要拯救自己。
But important thing, why is all this thing happen? We need to know. We need to give a biblical answer, not what I think.
所以我们的回复不是按照自己，是要用圣经的这个观点来看待这个事情。
So Jesus used two calamity to tell us, look.You need to repent. Of course, there are more questions need to be answered, but you need to repent because Jesus never said, yes, they are sinful, no, they are not. Look, all these things happen, you better repent, otherwise you will be the same.
So, 耶稣用了当时候两个很大件的这个灾难来教导人你要悔改。
So, what is repentance?
So, 悔改是什么?
Repentance basically is turn away, about turn, 180 degree turn.
悔改是一个回转。
It means turn away from our usual way, turn toward Jesus Christ, turn toward God.
转离你旧的生活，转向神和耶稣基督。
You must know that God is the Creator, our Creator. God is the Lord of our life. Do you submit to Him? Do you worship Him? Do you pray to Him? Do you come to acknowledge Him as your Lord and Master of your life?
这位创造你的主宰，你有没有 认定他？你有没有信靠他？你有没有相信他？
So you see, the Lord do not like death. Basically, in Ezekiel 18:23, say, have any pleasure the death of wicked? Declare the Lord, not rather that he should turn from his way and live.
这里主说，恶人死亡且是我喜悦的吗？不是喜悦他回头离开所行的道存活吗？
You see what is repentance? Repentance is turn away from your usual life, turn toward God.
悔改是一个回转，转离罪恶，转向神。
Again, Ezekiel 18:32, he said, For I have no pleasure in the death of anyone, declared the Lord. So turn and live.
主耶和华说，我不喜悦那死人之死，所以你们当回头而存活。
So have you repented?
所以你们悔改了吗?
I just want to pause for a few minutes, for a few seconds.
我们稍微暂停。
Close your eyes, bow your head, meditate and pray to God.
你低下头，我要你思想，然后我要你向神祷告。
It is important. This is really important. I want to pause. You confess your sin right now.
我们在这里暂停，然后你低下头。你认罪，你向神祷告。
Confess that we have not lived according to God's will, God's word.
承认你没有按照他的旨意、他的话语而行。
Confess that we are self-willed, we do everything our way.
承认你是凭着自己的血气行事。
Now we want to turn to God for forgiveness.
现在你要向转向神，要他赦免你。
Pray for forgiveness.
求他赦免你。
And pray that God will give you eternal life.
向他求永生。
Let us return.
我们回到我们的经文。
A lot of people in this time, I read all the WeChat and all the prayer, a lot of people quote this verse from Chronicles, 2 Chronicles chapter 7.
我们在微信中看到很多人取用这个历代志下七章这一段经文。
And then all use this verse and say, look, you need to pray and God will stop the virus and turn America around.
所以他们说你们要祷告，用这个经文祷告叫神阻止这个病菌。
Let me read to you this verse.
让我们念。
When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal and their land.
我若使天必塞不下雨，或使蝗虫吃这地的出产。 或是瘟疫流行在我民中，这称为我名下的子民若是自卑祷告，寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
So I've seen a lot of people quote this verse and say, "Hey, we need to humble women is called to God." And a lot of them leave out, turn from the wicked ways, which is what we are talking about, repentance.
很多人就用这一节说，你们要自卑，要祷告，要寻求我的面这一段话。
And forget about the following turn from wicked way.
然后他们忘记了这个转离他们恶行这一句。
Repentance is turn away from your wicked way.
这个赦免要转离我们的这个恶行。
But you know this verse, these few verses, two verses, do you know what is the context?
这两节的背景是什么?
This context is they are talking about going to temple to pray.
这个背景是他们要去圣殿祷告。
Solomon dedicate the temple and then he prayed this prayer.
这是所罗门王建了这个圣殿后他做的一个祷告。
So my question is, do we go to temple? Do we go to Israel temple and then make this prayer?
所以我们是不是需要到以色列到圣殿？
In fact, we cannot apply this directly to us.
我们不能应用这一节在我们现在的这个世界上。
The principle is correct that when things strike, we have disaster, we call on God. This is correct, and we need to turn from our sin. Is correct.
原则是对的，在我们要转离我们的罪恶。
Yeah, but this verse is a wrong verse because this is meant for Israel to pray in the temple.
可是这个是给以色列人在圣殿中祷告的。 两句话.
So basically, if we the key is we must turn, we must repent, and will God heal the land immediately? It's up God's sovereignty.
神在我们的回转中会不会立刻医治这个地呢？这个是神的主权.
So we have to pray and we have to repent. That is the key.
所以重点是要悔改.
So when we see things happening in Australia, in Philippines, in Indonesia, or in Iran, it's a wake up call to us.
所以我们在菲律宾、澳洲、这个伊朗所看的这些事情，这个是一个提醒。
Those people are there. What should we help? What should we do? We urge them to repent and pray to God. We also return and pray to God.
在那里的人，我们要呼叫他们悔改，我们自己也要悔改。
So this is the first point. The point is the need of repentance.
所以是悔改的需要。
Second point is the timing of repentance.
还有悔改的时间。
Let's return to our passage.
回到我们这一段经文。
If we go back to our passage, do you know when Pilate is going to kill again?
你知不知道比拉多会几时再杀害这个犹太人呢?
Do you know which tower will fall?
你知道这个大楼会几时倒塌吗?
Do you know when the disaster will strike again?
你知道灾难又会几时再重返吗?
No, no one knows.
我们不知道。
So when is the best time to repent?
所以悔改最好的时机是哪里?
The best time to repent is now.
是现在。
Because we do not know. Once you walk out from this room, you don't even know what's going to happen next.
因为你走出去这个门的时候，你不知道外面会发生什么事。
So we have to repent. We have to get ready.
所以我们要悔改，我们要做好准备。
So a lot of people ask this question.
所以有人常问,
Why God punish certain people, those people who perish, and not others who are living like us?
为什么神这个审判一些人，然后有些人又存留呢?
Those who die, it is the sovereignty of God. He decides when is the timing.
死的人是神的主权，他已经定了他们时间。
But those who live, those who still continue living, is the grace of God.
那存活的人呢，是神的这个恩典。
Because God wants those who are living to be warned, this is a wake-up call for them to repent. It is a grace of God that allows us more time to repent.
活着的人有时间悔改，有时间转向神。
But in case you say, this is unfair, why they don't have any more chance, we have more chance, if you like to be there, you can join them.
可是说不公平，我们多一点时间，他们少一点时间，那你可以跟着他们一起灭亡。
Friend, I'm telling you, our life is a gift from God.
可是朋友, 我们的生命是神的恩典。
In Job 1:21 say, "The Lord gave, the Lord take has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord."
约伯记说，赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华，耶和华的名是应当称颂。
You know, our life is a gift from God. How long, how short, we don't know. He can give you a big gift or small gift. He can give you a long gift or a short gift. It is still a gift. He decides, I don't decide.
神蛮有主权的赐我们的生命，他可能是长，可能是短，都是神的这个恩典。
Ecclesiastes say, no one has power to retain his spirit or power over the day of death.
这个传道书说，无人有权利掌管生命，将生命留住也；无人有权利掌管时期。
We do not know how long, and we do not know when. I do not know how I will be gone.
我们不知道我们活了多久，我们也不能管我们怎样的离开世界。
It's the sovereignty of God.
这是神的主权。
In Job, he basically said the same thing. He said that since the day are determined, verse 5, and the number of his month is with you, and you have appointed his limit that he cannot pass.
人的日子既然限定，他的月数在你那里，你也派定他的界限，使他不能越过。
So you see, our time, our life is determined by God, not us.
所以我们的生命已经有神的这个管理了。
So we just trust Him.
我们信靠他。
He has sovereignty. He said, "Time's up, you go." If you want to stay, you cannot stay.
他蛮有主权的。他说，时间到了，你要多留一秒也不可以。
So it is. So we must be ready.
So 我们要做好准备。
You live every day as if it's your last day.
每天活着就像你最后一天一样。
Whatever day that the whatever time that God give you, take it with gratitude. This is God's gift. So we use it in a way with thanksgiving.
啊，神所给你的时间，你使用，你喜乐的用，感谢他。
So this passage basically gives.We see us, show us that the need of repentance and also the urgency of the time of the repentance.
所以在这一段经文，我们看到悔改的需要和悔改的时间。
Let us see the last point.
最后一点。
The fruits of repentance.
这个悔改的果子。
Let us look at verse 6.
让我们看第六节。
And he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking on it.And found none. He said to the vine dresser, "Look, for 3 years now I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I find none. Cut it down."
于是又比喻说，一个人有一棵无花果树栽在葡萄园里，他来到树前找果子，却找不着，就对管园的说，看啊，我这三年来到这无花果树找果子，竟找不着，把它砍了吧。
So you see that it cut it down, and in verse 9, it also.Cut it down.
第九节他也说把它砍了。
So basically, Jesus basically says that he come to find fruit, and he cannot find any fruit. He said, "What a waste of land! Cut it down."
所以耶稣这里说他来到这里，他要找果子，找不着。他说这是白占土地，把它砍下来。
So what fruit are Jesus talking about?
所以耶稣这里提的是什么果子
？I will submit to you. This is the fruit of repentance.
这里的果子就是悔改的果子。
If he come and he cannot find the fruits of repentance, he said, "Cut it down."
他如果找悔改，他就说把它砍下来。
In fact, look carefully. This parable is a continuation of the discussion of previous passage of repentance.
如果你看这一段，就是接上面那一段继续所说的话。
Look at verse 6.
看第六节。
ESV translated "and," but NIV and other passage translated "then."And he NIV translate, then he told this parable, meaning as a continuation. In the Chinese, even clearly, he say, 于是, because of this, so that.
所以在第六节我们看到于是就是很清楚的让我们看到接上面的话他继续的说。
So what Jesus Christ is saying, look, I have come on earth to look for repentance. And I see there's no fruit of repentance.Therefore, this calamity, this disaster will strike, and punishment will come.
所以耶稣说，我来到世上要找悔改的果子，我找不着，我就要把他们砍下来。
And of course, you know, in the Old Testament Bible, always use fig tree to represent Israel.
然后在旧约，这个无花果树是代表这个以色列的象征。
And of course, a lot of commentators say, "Oh, 3 years means Jesus Christ 3 years, his ministry. That's why he cannot find. Therefore, a disaster happened."
这里的三年有人说这是耶稣在世上的施工的这个年度。It's
quite unlikely because this is not talking about Jesus' ministry. He's talking about a fig tree takes 3 years to grow. If you grow to the time, and then he needs supposed to bear fruit after 3 years. And after 3 years, you still cannot find fruit. This is what a waste of time.
可是更正确的，其实你需要三年使一个无花果树这个结果。所以三年这个期间，它如果结果就是一个好树。
So basically, Jesus came and said, I've been preaching the gospel, I've been calling for repentance, and you still do not want to repent, and no fruits of repentance, therefore punishment will come. So I'm asking all of us, including myself, repent now, because we do not know when the punishment will come.
所以如果你不结果子，你就是坏，你就是坏树。所以我们不要耽误，我们要悔改，我们要结悔改的果子。
Every fruit of repentance basically is actually happened, it is stated in Matthew 3:8, and also Luke 3:8.
在马太福音3:8节有记载这个悔改的这个果子。
Matthew 3:8 say, bear fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not presume to say yourself to yourself that Abraham is as our father, for I tell you, God is able to, from this stone, to raise up children for Abraham, and even from the axe is laid on the root of the tree. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into fire.
就是你们要结果子出来与悔改的心相称。 不要自己心里说有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗，我告诉你们，神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。现在福子已经放在树根上，凡不结果子的树就砍下来丢在火里。Fruit
is the external manifestation of internal faith.
所以这个结果子就是你这个里面悔改的心的这个代表。So
if you say I repented, show me. If you change your behavior, that your repentance is real. If you do not change, it's just lip service, your repentance is fake news.
所以如果你说你悔改了，那你要把你的悔改的这个真实性活出来让大家看，不然是你是假讯息。
James 2:26 say the same thing. Faith apart from work is dead.
在雅各书这里说，信心没有行为是死的。
Of course, when Jesus Christ talked about fruits, there are many kinds of fruits that we are talking about. Here we can see that there are fruits of righteousness.
那我们知道可以结很多不同的果子，这里有义的果子。
Basically, you repent from your sin. It means you, in the past you disregard God's word. Now you follow God's word. Now in the past you live in sin. Now you live in holiness. That is a fruits of righteousness.
仁义的果子是以前你活在罪恶中，现在你活在这个圣洁的当中。
And there also there's in Colossians 1:10, you talk about the fruits of good work.
还有好行为的果子。
So basically, it's talking about behavioral change.
这里的这个态度上有改变。
Galatians 5:22 also talk about the fruit of the Spirit.
那加拉太书也谈到这个圣灵的果子。
The fruit of the Spirit basically include the love, joy, patience, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and so on.
所以这里说是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。
So it's all your heart and behavior, the total person change.
所以你整个人改变了。
So once you change, you have manifestation of your external behavior.
你这个心中的改变有这个外在的这个表现。
Many people like to use Matthew 5:16 to talk about you must let your light shine before others so that they may see your good work and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
有些人用马太福音5:16说你们的光也当照样在人前，叫他们看见你的好行为，将荣耀归给你们在天上。
But what's the light here? If you go further up, backward into chapter 1, chapter 15, 1 to 16, is talking about beatitude, talking about the heart behavior, the heart and also the behavior.
可是如果你追上面的这个上段，5:1-15节其实是讲这个
behavior,
行为。
So we basically says that if you truly repent, you must change, you must turn around, you must have a changed life.
所以我们的 悔改要有一个改变的生命的这个表态。So
when you repent, you say, okay, I got a message, I want to repent, but we must resolve to live according to the word, according to the scripture, that we will have a changed life that others can see and give glory to God.
所以我们说要悔改，我们就要立志按着神的这个指示而活。So
basically is this. 1 Peter 2:12 says that keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable so that they can So that when they speak against you as evildoer, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation.
彼得前书二章这里说，你们在外邦人中应当品行端正，叫那些毁谤你们是作恶的，应看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。
So basically, when we live in a day when everybody disregard God, how do we live? We obey God.
所以我们活在一个不顺服人的这个群体中，我们要怎样？我们要顺服神。
When we live in a place where everybody is panic, when everybody is hopeless.
在一个恐慌的世界里
，How should we behave? Should we also panic, also live as if we have no hope and despair, and like the rest of them, we have no different from them?
基督徒是不是要跟他们一样的恐慌，一样的无助呢
？We have to examine our heart. We are repented. We have eternal life, and we need to have fruits of repentance to show that we are different from you. You have to trust.Jesus Christ, so that you have eternal hope. Therefore, you don't have to fear.
我们要审查，我们是被拯救了，我们有永生了，我们可以把我们的这个盼望建立在耶稣身上，我们不用恐慌。
I want to give you a hypothetical situation.
我要给你们一个打个例子。
Maybe hypothetical for our case, but if it's not, it is very real in Wuhan.
其实这件事在武汉一定是真实的这个情景。
You see that there are short of medical supplies, and the hospital, the clinic are filled with people trying to rush in. In fact, there are the riots and the people are hurt. They're trying to get treated.
他们争着求诊，他们在这个医院中打斗。
In order to get healed,
为的是要得诊这个医治。
So my question is this: if you are one of them, if you are a Christian.And then there's a non-Christian, and both of us are contracted the disease, and we're trying to get healed. Do we fight with them just to get in front and say, okay, I also get healed, you need to get healed? So what is your testimony?
如果你是武汉人，你信了主，你旁边那个不信主，你是跟他一起争着求诊吗？
Let's assume that there's only one medicine left. Then just two of us. I'm a Christian, you're not Christian. So...Should I fight with you to take the medicine and eat and then leave you alone and say I must heal first?
如果全程中只剩一颗药丸，你信了主，他没有信主，你是跟他争那个药丸吗？
I will ask you, what would you do?
我要问你，你的反应是什么？
I ask this to my friend.
我问我的朋友。
He said, of course I must eat first so that I can stay alive, then I can share Christ.
我的朋友跟我说，我先吃，我吃了，我跟他传福音。
You laugh means you know the irony in here.
你笑就等于这个非常的这个，
你 say what testimony are you talking about? You say, oh, I have eternal, I have eternal hope. I'm not afraid of death. We must love everybody unconditionally. You only serve you when peace time you can talk. When it's in emergency, I have to take the medicine, man. I have to take first. I must survive first. What testimony are you giving right now?
我们平安中，我们跟人说我们有救恩，我们有永生。可是，在急难中，我们跟他们抢这个药。
I'm talking about very real case. It will happen.
这是会发生的一件事。
Yeah, are you prepared? Are you? How do we react to those things like that?
你做好准备回应吗
？If you have eternal life, you should not afraid of dying.
如果你有永生，你应该不怕死。
When I was in seminary,
我在神学院中。
When I was in seminary, one day, a professor, in fact, the president came in and tell us there was an accident happened.
校长进来说有在路上有这个车祸。
And this happened that one of the pastor, his two sons and two friends driving and got an accident, and his two the pastor's two sons got killed.
所以一个牧师他的孩子们在开车，然后两个孩子在车。
They got killed, and of course, if I lose my two sons, I probably devastated, and it's a very hard news to take.
如果我失去两个儿子，我会非常的这个忧伤。
So they rush to the scene and try to see what they can do, and then they discover that the two sons' friend is still living. That means they are alive. His two sons die, but their friend are able to survive.
他们跑到车祸现场的时候，发现自己的两个儿子死，可是他们的两个朋友 还活着。
And then this pastor suddenly said a prayer. Thank God, my two sons died, but their friends still survive.
然后这个牧师祷告说：“感谢主，我的儿子死，他的两个朋友还活着。”
What happened?
那为什么呢？
He said, "Oh, the two friends are not believers, so now I have time to share Christ with them before they die."
因为这两个朋友还没有信主，我有时间跟他们说福音。
Is this your response?
这是你的回应吗？
Will you respond this way?
你有这样的回应吗？
What is your fruit of repentance?
那我们这个悔改的果子。
You know, when we come to disaster, when we come to the low point, your theology, especially bad theology, will start coming out.
在低潮的时候，在困难的时候，你错误的这个神学就会出来了。
And I saw a lot of this in our WeChat. He said, "Oh, we must fast once a meal, and as if like you fast fried chicken means they can save."
啊，他们在微信中有人说，我们要这个戒食，我们要这个祷告。
Fasting is not wrong, but the question is your motive. Oh, I fast from drinking this, or fast from eating this, or they say that if you do something, oh, let me confess on their behalf that God will. It's confession. I can confess on your behalf so that you get healed. I mean, a lot of bad theology start coming out.
很多错误的神学就出来了，有戒食啦，他们还代替别人这个承认他们的这个罪过。
And then a lot of people start coming out. God showed me a vision. I must do this, and I got healed. And then he said, I do this thing, I got healed.
然后一大堆的异象，然后说有了异象，我做了这件事，我就得了医治。
You know, we have to be careful when we are confused. Let's go back to the word rather than on our speculation.
在空谎中，我们要回到神的这指示。
So I believe the truth is this.When everybody, if you only have hope in this world, you must get healed now, you must get served, must treated now. Your hope is on this world. You are most pitied than all.
如果你的这个盼望只是建立在这个世上，你必须得到这个医药的这个医治，你非常的可怜。
You know, our hope is eternal.
我们的盼望是永远的。
First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 19, Paul said, "If in Christ we have hope." In this life, only we are of all people most pitied.
保罗说：“我们若靠基督，只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。”
You know, we must show them. Look, I'm. You know, when we all are hopeless, are despair, are panic, you must have peace and say, God, if you want to take me, take me. And but before I go, I must share Christ. I must share the gospel. I must show them this is the way to live.
基督徒的这个榜样应该是在大家这个恐慌中，你是平安的，你是安稳的，然后你可以传福音，告诉他们真理。
This is the fruit of repentance.
这是悔改的果子。
But if you fear death like the rest, then my question is: Are you truly love? Are truly born again, or do you truly understand the scripture?
可是如果你跟大家一样的惊恐，那你是不是真的得救呢
？Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14 says this: Since therefore children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same thing that through death he might destroy the one who has power of death, that is the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery.
希伯来书这里说，儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
You see, Jesus Christ went through death. I can went through. I'm not afraid of dying because He resurrected. He will resurrect me. That's my hope. And if I have to die, let's die in God's glory.
耶稣基督他死了，他复活了。我的希望是建立在他身上。如果我必须死，我要为着他的荣耀而死去。
If you have this hope in you.Then you live differently. Then you have the fruits of repentance. When everybody is panic, you are not panic. Everybody is hopeless, you are not hopeless. You live for Christ.
有了这个盼望，你在空惶的当中，你可以平安，你就与众不同，你可以为着他的荣耀而活。
You know what make us victory? What make us what keep us going?
那我们的这个推动力在哪里呢？
First John 5:4, for everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith.
因为凡从神生的就胜过世界，使我们胜了世界的就是我们的信心。
Because I believe that we were resurrected. Because I believe that I will see my children. I will see my friends. I will see my brother and sister in GPF. I'm not afraid of dying.
我的希望是永恒的。我能够复活，我能够再看到我的孩子，看到我的朋友，看到我的弟兄姐妹。
If you don't like me, sorry, you'll see me again.
如果你不喜欢我，我们还是会再见面。
So you better learn to like me.
所以你要学习喜欢我。
We learn to love each other.
我们学习啊，彼此相爱。
You see, it's how do we live? We live by faith. It's this faith that carry us. So when we are facing with calamity, we're facing with disaster.Is this faith that keep us going?
面对这些灾难，我们有了这个信心，我们就能够活下去。
Can you turn to Hebrews 6, 11?
翻到希伯来书十一章。
Let's look at Hebrews 11.
十一章。
In Hebrews 11, basically, you see, I want to show you that. Let's look at verse 3.
我们看第三节。
He said, by faith. Do you see?
所以靠信心。
Chapter 4, by faith.
因着信。
Verse 4, by faith. Verse 5, by faith.
有信，第五节。
Verse 7, by faith.
因着信，第七节。
Right, it's all. And then verse 20, you jump to verse 20. By faith, Isaac invoked future blessing.
二十节，因着信。
Verse 21, by faith, Jacob did something.
22, 耶稣因着信。
So it's all by faith, by faith. 23, by faith, Moses did something. And then it's all by faith. You keep holding, talking about by faith, by faith, by faith.
整章都是提到因着信。
Then I want you to look at verse 14.
看第十四节。
For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland.If they had been thinking that land from which they had gone out, they would have opportunity to return. But it is as it is, they desire a better country that is a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city.
说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会。他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，并不以为耻。他们已经给他们预备了一座城。
So the question is this: Have they got the promise what Jesus Christ promised them? On earth, not yet. Our hope, is eternal. Our faith is for eternal.
所以我们的希望是永恒里的。
So I want to tell you that basically you must know that.If our hope is only in this world, we are most pity people.
我们若只在今生有指望，我们是非常可怜的。
When Jesus Christ saved us from our sin, He gave us eternal life, so that we can overcome death, so that we were not afraid of death. So, brother and sister, I want to see you grow in this area.
弟兄姐妹，我希望你们这样的成长。神拯救我们，让我们得到永生，超越了这个死亡的这个惧怕。
So you see, our hope is eternal. Our home is eternal, and not this world. So if you, that's where prosperity gospel. We must have bigger house, bigger car, bigger watch, bigger whatever. Look, point is, you look at all the saints, all the apostles and the prophets, all don't have it, and you want to be better than them. Think again.
错误的神学教导我们，你要有更大的房子，有更好的健康。可是你看，我们的先知使徒们，他们没有得到这些。
Then why? How? What keep them going? How they can have victory over this? The faith is on eternal.
那他们如何的得胜呢？他们的这个信心是建立在永恒里。
You know, you can disagree with me.
你可以不赞同我。
But before you are on your dying bed, please remember what I said to you.
可是你在你这个死亡边缘的时候，请记我这一句话。
Because when you are facing death, then nobody can help you. You can only call God. That's whether it's not too late.
我们面临死亡的时候，如果还有时间，还可以有这个盼望。
I pray that you will call on God to help you.
在那一刻，我 我为你祷告, 你会呼求神,
but why wait until then?
可是为什么等到这个临死前才寻拯救?
Right now we need to repent and bear the fruits of repentance.
现在就可以悔改, 现在就可以结果子。
So when we look around us, all the Wuhan case, how should we respond?
所以我们怎样回应武汉肺炎这件事?
When calamity strikes, Jesus said, repent, and we have to say, please repent.
所以灾难发生了, 耶稣说, 悔改, 我们也要教导人, 悔改。
We don't say, never mind, this is natural, nothing to do with you, you will continue growing. No, you say, you need to repent. You are sinner as I am, so we all need to repent.
趁着这个机会, 我们告诉人, 这不单是一个自然的灾害, 这是叫你悔改的一个呼唤。
But people will say, you are too heavenly minded, that have no earthly use.
就是啊，你这样，你只思念天上的事，你在地上没有什么用。
No, we are not just too heavenly minded. Look, we not only pray that they will have eternal life. We share our gospel. We share the good news, and we live, be example of them, and we take care of them. In case I die in God's glory.
所以我们不只是希望他们得到永生，我们还可以照顾他们。 我们可以教导他们，希望他们得到神的这个真理。如果我真的死了，我可以说我是按着神的荣耀而死。Only
if you have hold on this faith, hold on this hope, then we can overcome the world.
如果你有这样的信念，你才可以得胜世界。So
doesn't mean that we don't do anything. No, you must go and wash your hand.
所以不是说你什么都不做，no, 你要去洗手。You
must put on the mask.
你需要戴口罩，你去戴口罩。
The blue one outside are not the white one outside.
有颜色的在外面，不是里面。
Well, I have a friend. We always argue inside or outside.
我有个朋友，我一直跟他这个争辩。
The white one is a soft one that absorbs the moisture. The blue one is the block that from outside inside cannot go in, so they cannot go through. This virus is through contact, not airborne, so don't panic.
所以这个肺炎是用这个 airborne. 接触而传染的。
So you see, this is you must have right knowledge. So we are not heavenly. Yes, we need to pray for them. Yes, we need to urge them. But in the meantime, we have to maintain our personal hygiene.
所以我们个人的卫生，我们必须的注重。
But don't be so afraid that you are panicked like them.
可是不要至于恐慌。
We must bear fruits of repentance in testimony to share Christ, share gospel, and show them we have this faith.
那我们有着平安的表现，就是可以做一个这福音的见证。
So when disaster hit, it's a wake up call.
所以灾难是一个呼唤。
It's punishment. I will say yes.
灾难是不是神的审判?
You might disagree with me.
你可能否认。
Are there people dead more sinful than the living? No.
死去的人比活着人更有罪吗? 不是的。
What can we do in a time of disaster? Repent.
灾难中的回复是什么? 要悔改。
What can we do practically beside prayer?
那除了祷告我们可以做什么呢?
You must do personal hygiene. You must show your faith. You must help those around you. What if I die? I will see you in heaven.
你要帮助周围的人，你要有这个信心的表现。如果我死，我们在天上见面。
So if you have this faith, let's live it out.
如果你有这个信仰，我求你们活出来。
So from Luke 13, we see the need of repentance.
所以，路加福音13章，我们看到悔改的需要。
We see the urgency of the timing of repentance.
悔改的时间。
And then, lastly, the fruits of repentance we must bear out. We must show we are the truly repentant one.
还有悔改的果子。
So I call this the wake-up call to repentance.
这是悔改的呼唤。
I ask Jimmy to close us in prayer, then we have our Holy Communion.
Lord, we thank you this morning. You've given us to consider Luke 13. This is a timely reminder for all of us during this difficult time. Now we pray for our brothers and sisters in Wuhan that they will love you and demonstrate their confidence in you, that they would serve others, that they would serve each other, and more importantly, that they would live for your glory as an expression of their trust in your powerful saving grace. We pray for all the people that are serving on the front lines, the doctors and the nurses, and we have some among us. Keep them safe and give them peace, and we pray that you watch over brothers and sisters here at GBF, that we will stay confident in you. We pray all this in the name of Christ. Amen.